on Zion Amud Aleph. So we have the Gemara that when should you do the Bittul? So he said you should do Bittul at the Bedikah because we're afraid that if you do it any other time, you might forget to do it. Since at Bedikah you're actually doing something, we do it then and you won't be Pasha and not be Mevatel at all. So the question, the Gemara on Zion Amud Aleph is Nistali B'Sheit. So do it in the sixth hour. As Vashi says, in the beginning of the sixth hour, the hastalo pasha, you won't come to forget. This is when you're burning it, so do it this hour over here. And the Gemara says, Kevan di Yisur de Rabbanan Ilvaya, since there's an Isser mid Rabbanan of Hana, because you remember, Minatoris, the sixth hour onward, but the Rabbanan made the Gezerah either into the fifth hour or to the fourth hour, it's going to be a Machloket. We pass from the fourth hour, you already have to stop eating it. Since there's an Issa Hana, mid Rabbanan, Kidaraita Dami. It has a din like it's mid Rites, it's Asa, Vala Brishute Kaime. And it's not considered in your Rishus, Vala Maxim Mevatel. And you're not able to be Mevatel. You can only be Mevatel something that you own. If you don't own it, you can't nullify it. So into the sixth hour already, and as Rashi mentioned, the beginning of the sixth hour, one cannot do Bittul Chametz because there's an Issa Hana on it, Midr Rabbanan. Very interesting Rashi's over here. Well, let's just see just a little bit more in the Gemara. The Omer Rav Gittel Omer Vav, then the name of Rav Gittel Omer Vav, Rav Chia Bar Yosef Omer Vav, HaMekadish B'Sheish Sha'ot Ulamala. If someone is Mekadish in Isha with Chametz, you can marry a woman with anything. We marry with a gold ring. But in those days, you know, they're hungry. You offer a kezias or whatever, as long as it's worth a pruta. Afilu bechite kornita. Even if it's chitim from Kurdistan, Kurdish, it's on the Mount Ararat near Turkey. Ein choshim lekedushin. You're not worried about kedushin, and we'll see exactly why. Vashi. Disur de rabbanin. Misha'avu chamesh, once the fifth hour passes, asu bechametz. There's an issur bechametz. The divrei hakol ki deraisa dami. It's like it didn't deraisa, you can't have any hanofa. V'nei shalom. As Rashi sheets, as we mentioned yesterday, it's not yours anymore. If it's an issur hanofa, it's called not yours. V'lo matzi mevatalei belibo, you can't be mevatalei. Dekeven dechasalei mishayalei porta. Overlay, if you didn't do the bittul, you could be over on it. Hamekadish Isha, Mishesh Sha'ot Ulamala, one is 6 hours and onward, Rashi holds Mitzchilat Shesh. From the beginning of the 6 hour, the Issa de Rabbanan Hu. We're talking about a Zman Mid Rabbanan, meaning from 6 hours in the Ma'ala must be on Rashi, from the beginning of the 6 hour till the end of the 6 hour. We're going to see there's going to be a problem with this. Afilu Bechite Kudnaita, Hatzomchim Bahari Arat. It's on the banks of the Mount Ararat, Kashinheim, they're very hard me'od. The filahachi ain't choshim lekedushin. Even something that's so hard, that's not so easy to become chametz stick, it's we're not choshim lekedushin, imbo aleim mayim, even if water came on them. If it's just tam chitim, I mean, you can make matzah from it, it won't be a problem. Water came on them. Fi'afagav di'ati iser hanar chametz de rabbanin de'sheish. Because even though that it's a mid de rabbanin, right, it's in the sixth hour, there's a Zman Mid Rabbanin, Umafkiya Kedushe Torah. So what happened over here? He did Kedushin on something that Mina Torah, the Zman is really Mutter. It's Mid Rabbanin, the time is Asr. So really it should be a good Kedushin, Mina Torah. It's just the Mid Rabbanin, it's the Rabbanin coming Mafkiya Kedushin of a Torah. Fishari Eshashish, Liyama. Mina Torah, she's an Eishas Ish. The Torah came and said, no, we're not going to allow her to get married. We're making a Zman Mid Rabbanin. The Alma V'hai Mitzvah Sinan, the Kamaduchte. Since we already meant we use this answer in many places, called the Mekadesh, anyone who gets married, Adaita de Rabbanin Mekadesh. They get married on the Smach, on the whatever the Chachamim say, to Efker Beis Din Efker. And Beis Din can make it Hefker. They could uproot marriages and Azmi Deraisa, since you're getting married according to Al Das Moshe of Israel. They must hear Mamono, and they could be Mafki the Mamono. So let's just examine what Rashi is holding in this case over here. Rashi holds that the Kedushin should have been Deraisa. The problem is, it's Sha'ot Midrabbanin, and Lachora the Chametz is min haTorah. So Rashi holds that once it's made, the Chachamim are going to uproot it. We have a small problem here. Rashi is going in such a funny way to usher this Kiddushin over here. The Ritva learns very Pashut over here. What's the problem? The Chachamim say there's an Issa Hanah. If there's an Issa Hanah on your Chametz right now, is that Chametz worth a penny? No. The Chachamim say it's an Issa Hanah. You don't have to like go on to this whole thing that it's a merit. It's a fine Kiddushin, the Chachamim uprooting it. There's an Issa Hanah on this money, therefore it's not a Pruta. You didn't give her anything. And if you didn't give her anything, there's not Kiddushin Midoraisa. Rashi's saying this Kiddushin Midoraisa, it's just the Rabbanan uprooted it. And the Ritva, others, Rabbeinu Peretz, says he didn't understand where Rashi's coming from. Lamaisa, I want to start seeing what's this Machloket about. If someone has about 5-6 hours, it's about 4 pages in the Shari Yosho by Rav Shimon Shkop, they could go through it. He explains Shita's Rashi, I'm sure, quite thoroughly. I'll just have to sleep. Okay. That's one problem with Rashi. There's another problem with Rashi. Rashi's learning the whole case that the mid-Rabbanan aspect over here, when it says Mishesh Ulamala, we're talking about the beginning of the Shesh. At the Zman mid-Rabbanan. Really? Because he holds it. This is the problem. There's a mid-Rabbanan over here. If you look at Tosfot on Vav Amid Beit, he's very bothered. Mishesh Sha'ot Ulamala, according from Rashi, is from the beginning of the 6 hour till the end of the 6 hour. That's not really Mashma Mishesh Sha'ot Ulamala. Mishesh Sha'ot Ulamala usually means onward. From the 6 hour onward, that usually means from the end of the 6 when there's an Isser Torah, onward. And he says that's really what it appears like. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that's what it is. We're dealing with the Sha'ot Amidaraisa, but it's this Kurdish wheat is the problem. The Kurdish wheat doesn't become chametz. The Kurdish wheat comes when you have water on it. It's called chametz nuksha. Okay? Chametz nuksha is an issur midrabanan. So Tosfot learns the zman is midrabaisa. It says that the chametz is midrabanan. And we have our chametz midrabanan over here, and that's the problem that we're having. That once you have the midrabanan, Rashi is holding that the sha'ot is midrabanan. What he holds, this Kurdish chita is, it's not so clear. So there are those that say that Rashi holds, no, the case over here, it's a zman midrabanan, and the wheat is midrabanan. You have two midrabanans over here. And therefore it's not a merit. While Tosfot holds, it's one midrabanan prevents it. According to Tosfot, if it's in the shos midrabanan, with the midrabanan wheat, it will be a good marriage. And that's what the Rosh says. On it. You have a machlok over here. You need one midrabanan or two midrabanans.
But it's not worth it anyhow.
What?
Even if it's one midrabanan, it's already not worth it.
So you could be holding like Rashi in this aspect. It's a Kiddushin midrabanan, and the Chachamim will go through with it. The Ritva is a Ritva. I mean, it's a strong Ritva. But Rashi doesn't say it. I wasn't able to go into what the defense of Rashi was on it. Stam, according to the Rush, the Tosfot would be like Rashi's on this. Over there. So one thing we see, let's go back into the Gemara, that it says, Ulabati Isur Lomasi Mevatale. So after the Zman Isur, after this time, you're not going to be able to Mevatale. You cannot be Mevatale Yechametz. That's what we saw. We start out saying, we do it in the 6 hour. Nope, Zman Isur, it's not yours anymore, or it's not in your Rishus, and therefore you're not able to be Mevatale. Gemara, Ulabati Isur Lomasi Mastil. After the Zman Isser, the 6 hour, there's an Issa Hanah, at least midrabanan, and into the 7th hour midraiser, you're not able to be mavatel. Lei v'hatanya, we have a braiser that appears to say that you can be mavatel. How do you see it? Hi Yoshiv beis medrash, he's sitting in the base medrash and he's learning. V'nizkish sheyesh chametz b'toch beito, he realized that he had chametz in the midst of his house. Oyvei, mavatel belibo. He's going to be mevatlet in his heart. Echad Shabbos v'echad Yom Tov. It doesn't matter whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, he could be mevatlet. Bishlam is Shabbos, Mishkachala. We could find a case of Shabbos. How do you find it? It's the 14th. It's before the Zman Isser on it. It's in the morning, right? After davening, he's sitting and learning. It's already getting into the near the 6th hour. He remembers it. Oh, and he's mevatlet. Eli Yom Tov, But in Yom Tov is after the 6 hour. Yom Tov means Pesach already. After Yom Tov, about the Yisorahu. So, Kasha, how could it be Mevatel to clear up Baita? Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Hacha, what are we dealing with? It is Yom Tov. It's B'Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabo. The Talmud is sitting next to his Rav, and in those days, to past Metzius, he was afraid to get up and walk out in the middle of the shiur. Who wouldn't have a dream of doing something like that? You know, you gotta be Mevatel. Better to be over in Issa of Chometz and walk out on the Rav. It's not even a Havamina. Askinan, so what should he do? Vinizkish Yesh Isa Migul Galat. He was about to make matzah in the daytime. He already wet his chametz. It's not certainly not what we'd find today. Today we're very quick with it. But in those days you see there's a little more time. We'll see a few more leniencies with the chametz than we have today. It's the Isa is Migul Galat. It already started rising, Betok Beito, and he had, I don't know, 15 minutes, whatever, before he had to deal with it. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash. Umit yir shema tachmitz, he's afraid it will become chametz. Kadim umivakale. He's certainly not going to run out of the Beis Medrash like a crazed person that was giving a shir. So therefore, he took the initiatives of mivakale, nikmate the tachmitz, before it became chametz. So that's the case on Yom Tov. So it's not a case that he was mivakale after the Zman Isser. The chametz didn't become chametz issur yet. It was still in the realms of being matzah, that you can make matzah, but he was afraid that it's going to become chametz. Before it became chametz, he was mevatel it. And dakinami.
What is the bright
that says it's near chametz? You have to say it's a near chametz. It's not, he remembered, oh my gosh, there will be chametz. You have to say there will be chametz in the next few minutes. So therefore, he was mevatel what he had over there, and it's taiki nami ditani hai yoshev betok beis medrash. He was sitting in the beis medrash, meaning before he sat, it wasn't chametz. It was only when he was sitting, it became, he realized that there will be chametz in this house. Shmamina, and that's the facts over here. Vashi, isa migol geler, shalohach mitzo, it didn't become chametz yet, umepnei eimat kavod ravo. Here's where the problem is. Because of his awe of the honor of his Rav, so it's either he doesn't have aimer today, or he doesn't have cover today, but whatever the thing is, this is a lost sensitivity that people have with Rebbein. Ein yechal lakum ulalelech liyafosu. He doesn't have time to go and to bake it. Lamites, there are some of Rebbein today that are more machme on this. I was a Talmud for a little bit of Rav Noach Orlowick. Noach Orlowick demands this type of things. He will not let a person walk out and shear. It's a pashuta thing over here. I think Rav Lef once tried doing it, but he was didn't happen, so he gave up. I remember once Rav Noach Orlowick was here, and he mentioned something about people learning, and Rav Lef tried it once, and forget it. So, okay, we'll leave it. Dekati mavatale belibo ve'dayan hayabrishuso shalom na'asrolam. It's still in his rishus. It didn't become us yet. So we're dealing, it has to be in his rishus that he can do bittel on it. V'taykinami, they're dying lo hachmitzu, and we could even be medayik that it still didn't become chametzik. T'ketani, hayi yoshev v'beis ha-medrash, t'mashma m'pnei, she'ein yachol l'kum. It's because he's not able to go up, he's a leich misham, he can't leave in the middle. Hu mevata b'libo. V'ibe chametz kamor, if he's talking about chametz kamor, lama li yoshev v'beis ha-medrash? What does that have anything to do with the story that he's sitting in Beis Medrash? Ve'afilu imayah pinoy, even if he's freed up. Ma biyadu lasod, yotem ha'ashpaz believe. He has nothing more to do over here. Zeo biyur, elevadik shish biyadu latakim. We're dealing with a case where he must be able to do something about it, and the problem is, davet tzadidi, he can't leave. Kai, ubiyadu liyafoto, and it's in his hands to actually bake it, imayah pinoy. Ho'el v'lo ha'chmitzodan, since it's become chametz yet. Umishom Yom Tov Nekad Yoshev and Mesmerish to the Shabbos, Metukma Bechametz Kamor. If it's Shabbos, Metukma Bechametz Kamor, Viarba Asa Shekali Yom Shabbos. The case of Shabbos, Bechametz Kamor, we could set up on the 14th, but on Yom Tov you can't. Therefore, we set up in a case where it's not Bechametz Kamor, but there's a reason why you can't get to it. Just an interesting side point. Again, it's opening up a tremendous machloket. We've shown him, and I didn't have a chance to delve into it as much as I want. We see over here, it's on Shabbos, and he did Bittul on Shabbos. There's a very big machloket of what the lumdus of bittul is. We discussed it in the past. Is bittul mitam hefka? Right. So over here, the Ramban comes out. It's a riot over here. You can't be mafka your things on Shabbos. If hefka has it in that it's like you're makna it to the world, that's kinyanim. And we have an isser of doing masav and ma'an, and then that isser of business would be making something hefker. And therefore, he writes from over here, it's a clear wire that bittul is not hefker. Okay, everybody comes and starts jumping on the Ramban. There's a Ramban that says it straight up. He doesn't understand any other way. There are others that want to be mataris that no, it's not a case of the isser hefker on Shabbos is because of business, meaning you're mafkerate that someone can be machneit. Over here, you're not being mafkered in order for other people to get it. You're mafkered in your house over here that you shouldn't own it and no one should own it. And they say it's not, therefore it won't be over an Isser, any Isser. Shabbos and this type of Hefka would be fine on Shabbos. The Chidah and the Birka Yosef says he doesn't understand this Ramban and brings down a whole bunch of Gemoras all over the place that it's mutzit to Hefka on Shabbos. So it seems to be a fundamental machlok if we've shown him if you're allowed to be mafkered something on Shabbos. Right in the Gemara. This next Gemara I would call interesting. Okay, I don't think it will ever be lemaisa to anyone, anywhere. But I guess there was just a different focus on matzahs in those days that we don't have today. Omer Rav Barav Huna, Omer Rav, Hapatsha Ibsha. You had something in your cupboard that was really moldy, and you're not sure what it is. Okay, Kevan Shivav to matzah since. This cupboard is used more for matzah than chametz. Muteret, it's mutter. Hechidami, what's the case over here? Let's just discuss it. Ilem diada about the chametz. You know it's chametz. You know it's a piece of bread. Hey, kivav to matzah. So what if rove is used as matzah? You know what it is over here. My havi. So what? Ela delo yadina ba I chametz. So you found something. It's moldy. You don't know if it's chametz. I matzah. And you don't know if it's matzah. Okay, let's just discuss the mitzias for a second. Number one, their matzah and their bread probably looked a lot more alike. It's talking about Sephardi matzah. I think Sephardi matzah is soft. It looks almost like a pita. I think that's what we have. We're not dealing with these crisp things. I mean, we know the difference between a piece of moldy bread, and our matzahs don't get so moldy. So you have to be dealing with a thicker piece of matzah than normally. Now, over here, I guess they were much poorer than our days. They had one cupboard. I mean, I would never dream of using my bread drawer for my matzah drawer, but that's what they used over there. He had his cupboard that he used for bread, and there was something there, and most of the time it's rove used for matzah. We go after the rove over here. So now he found this piece of moldy something. It looks like it could be one of the matzahs, but it's maybe the bread, and therefore you go after rove. Since rove usage is for matzah, again, I'm not sure. This is only in the Havamina. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to change. But I guess he's using they eat matzah also during the year. I mean, about 30 days before Pesach, we don't eat matzah, or at least the week before, the day of it. But anyway, you go after Rove. And since Rove is matzah, we say that we could be assured that this moldy piece of something, you could eat it if you want. Okay? I guess they didn't have very much. They were hungry. I guess you'd eat anything, but they didn't know what it was, this moldy piece of bread or matzah. Since rove is matzah, we go after rove. So my area kivav to matzah. What do you have to go on to the lumdus of rove? And we paskin like rove. Afila kilo, rav to matzah. Even if there isn't rove matzah, use more matzah than chametz, and you have find more matzah than chametz in this cupboard. Naminezo bata batra. You go after the last. You can be sure that whatever there is left, mi lo tanan, we find this concept in another place, that you could be sure that the last thing that you were using there, and since the last thing you probably used was matzah, therefore it's matzah. Mi lo tanan. Case in Shkolim, on times of Yerushalayim of old. Ma'ot sheninzu lifnei sochri behema. You're in Yerushalayim, and before the ones who sell behemas to be brought up as a korban, and you find money in front of it, meaning the person buying it lost the money. Li'olam Maisa. You could be sure that money is miser, because most animals are bought with your miser money. Miser sheni, something. They're bought with miser money. If it's bahara, buy it. If you found the money on the chahara, buy it. It's chulin. If it's in a chulin, we'll discuss in a minute why it's chulin. Biyushalayim bishas haregel miser. If it's during the regel where everybody is there, it's miser money. But it's during the rest of the year, chulin. And on that, v'yomer Rav Shemaya bar Zera, my timer, what's the reason? Since they swept the shukim every day in Yerushalayim, it's beautiful over there, v'chol yom, alma, you could say, kamai azlile, what was first, was the first thing to go, meaning if it was there earlier, it was already swept away. And this is of the last days, meaning you don't assume that it was days before, you go after the last usage over here. Hachinami, nema kama azle. The things that were there originally once, when you have a cupboard, you usually take what's originally there before you start the new stuff, because you want to clear it out so it won't get moldy. And over here, it's from now. See Rashi. Not interesting, Rashi. Next to Raya. That's the question now. Why do you have to go after Rove? You could go after the last usage, and the last usage should be matzah. Rashi, came in Shavavta matzah. Kai Saiti Dais, this is the Havamina. We'll see at the end, it will be a little different. Inishtamshu betei vizum matzah yotem mechametz. If in this cupboard you use more matzah than chametz, azlina batei vuvu muteret, and it will be mutter. Rove okli basa yushalayim, kol yemot ashana, most people. Mamot Maisa Shenidi. Well, they use Maisa Shenidi to buy their Batsa Shlami. And Lafishalo Ayam Maspikim Lechol Kol Maot Maisa Shenidi. You have to consume your Maisa Shenidi Yushalayim. And not only, you sometimes have more Maisa Shenidi than you could spend. So what do? Shalahem Baregel. Unotri Motam Levneir Betover Tanar. You give it to the people of the city of Yushalayim that they could spend it, because you can only spend it in Yushalayim. They could spend it when you're gone. Fein Okhil Motov Bikidushasan. And they eat him because you show son v'yikra chilas maos meisus sheni is shlamim hayom mavi mehem, and that's what they get with him. Gidam alam be menachos hilchak lochin mehem behemos the kol zman sheyish lo maot meisa einu motzim os chulin. So all the time that they have this meisus sheni, the people living there, they're going to use meisa for it and not chulin. So therefore, you could be sure if you find it over there, rove of the money is meisa. V'yavokav v'yikra lemeimar shemem yara mochin naflo umar chulinin. Safik Yisrael Lechumra. It's a Safik. Chetzi Chetzi. It's Lechumra. Bahar Abayit Liolam Chulin. If on Har Abayit you find it, it's Liolam Chulin. Just a side question, Tosfos. Where do you find money on Har Abayit? There's an Isser to bring a wallet on. When you go on to Har Abayit, you take your shoes off and you put your wallet on the side. So before it was in Masechta Brachos. He brings down low, you can ask Bahar Abayit, but most Hatsvos be. The Sardino, you don't bring money on it. So Tosfot answers, the Reis says, that when is the Isra of money? When it's for Hesia. Because people think you're going up in the base of Migdash and maybe doing a little business over there, and that's a Gnai. But something Bitsina, you can't. So if someone has a hidden wallet on him, he can bring it up into the Har Bayit. That's not the Isra. So now there's money found on the Har Bayit. You could say it's Kulin. Vefila Bishas HaRegel. Even during the Shlosh Regalim, Sheish Ma'od Ma'isa Merubim Yushalayim and Mos Chulin. Even though there's more Ma'isa during the Regal than Chulin, Lo Maspikim Lahuba Ma'isa the Azlin and Basar Vuba. Here we go after the Rov. The Shaita. Most of the year you use Chulin. You have Chulin money. If you Amin and Lava Eden Nipol, you don't have to say right now itself. El Kodem a Regal. Of Yushalayim B'Shoy Yimod Hashana Chulin the Rov Ma'isa Yir Chulin. Most of the money is used in as Chulin. Of B'Shas Avregel Ma'isa Kedem Mefarsh Taima. My time B'Shas Avregel Ma'isa. V'lo Amin in Kodo Avregel Nafo Kedem Ben Nimtzeim Bahar Bayit. Howel Shvukim Yushalayim Asalid Chabit. The Shukim, the roads of Yushalayim, they sweep every day. Mepnei Hatit because of the dirt. To E Nipo Kodem Avregel Avi Mishtrachi B'Shas Kibud. On the streets of Yerushalayim, you go after what was left because it's swept all the time. Of Al Har Abayit, you don't have this concept. Maybe it's left, you have to go after the rove. Mitok Shehu Mishupa, since it's on the side of a mountain, Ve'avuach Mechabdo, it's constantly, the rove is blowing there, Mi'afo Va'od She'en Adam Nichnas Bi'afak She'al Gavi Ragov. All you take your shoes off. You don't bring dirt up there. You don't have to sweep it. So the streets of Yerushalayim, it's swept every day, so you could go after Basel. You don't go after Rov, because in Lechora's town. But in the Har Abayit, that's not swept, you have to go after Rov. Ala, the Chol Dova, Soy Litchavid, Aminin, Kamai, Kamai, Azu, with something that's swept, you have to assume that what was there went already, and what's now, the last thing is what you found. Fistamatevot, oh, this is going to be the next Gemara. Now the cupboard, you could be sure what was first and it was taken out in order that it shouldn't get moldy. So kol shekhen d'mistama batkazer or liyaba also, and especially just like you swept the roads of Yerushalayim, stama you swept out your box and you are on the bedikat chametz. V'hayt basrahi umatzeh, it should be matzah. So Rashi learns the reason why money on Har Abayit is what it is, because you go after Rov. The Rambam says no. The reason why it's chulin is because before you buy the korbanos, if you have money on you, it wasn't yet. If it's from a Yisrael, it was before it became truma. And if it was from the Gizbarim, once someone bought money from them, they will always be mechalal the coin and make the coin chulin. So it's Rambam holds a different reason altogether why it's chulin. But lemais it's chulin. So now we have this piece of moldy bread. The Gemara said, first the Baita said, the reason why it's mutter is because Rov usage is matzah. And we ask the question, why do you have to say Rov used matzah? Say the last usage is matzah and you go after what's left. Especially this case, when you did Bedik and Chametz, you should be sure that it was swept away, or was first already went, and now it's what's last over here. So why over here? We're going after Rov Shani Hacha. It's different. The Pusha Mochiach. The fact that it's moldy shows that it's old. Ilvaya. I Pusha Mochiach. Ilvaya. Kivav to Matzah my Havi. Wait a second. If it's so moldy and that shows that it's old and it's probably chametz, then who cares if you used more matzah? It's clear you're using more matzah now. It's moldy. Don't say that the majority of each is its matzah. We're talking about it's in mid-Pesach. Quite a few days of Pesach have already been there, and therefore the moldy piece could already be matzah that it became moldy. Yachi pshita. Then it's pshita, of course, then it's not chametz. It should be matzah. Lo tzricha di pusha mevuba. The case is that it's really moldy. It's more than a few days old. Ma'od etema. What might have you thought? Kivan di pusha mevuba, since it's very moldy. Igle milt, it's revealed to us the vade chametz mal yehu. You might think that it's so moldy, for sure it's from before the times of Pesach, and the vov of the yushish will not be matzah. It's probably chametz, and therefore it's chametz. Kamash malan. Since Kevan Shivaba Yume Matzah, it's let's say the fifth day of Pesach, Ilvaya Aminan, Kol Yoma Vyoma, every day, Nahama Chamima Apa. He baked hot matzahs. Tishadi Ilvaya, and they threw it on this piece of matzah that started becoming moldy. So if Shitzfei, and since the heat of the fresh baked matzah was in this cupboard, and this piece started getting moldy, it got very moldy. And therefore, you don't go after what was last huge, but the rova usage during Pesach, for sure, is going to be matzah. Rashi, umachiyach aleich, shariyu ze yomi rabim v'chametzu. Shavavi yomi matzah v'voy liyot mi upot mishinikon space. It's fitting that it's possible that it could be moldy. Iachi pshita, filo, sofet. Lekem istama vade batka v'hai matzah, it's matzah. Imov kula, next case. Omi azlina basa batra. And do we really go after the last thing that was used? We'll spring a right the other way. V'hatanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda mea teva shenishtamshu ba maus kula na maus maisa. You have one money box, and you use your regular money in it, and you put your maisa money. And it, maisa money means over there, it's consecrated. It's holy money. Evov chulin, and now you find a coin. So what do you do with this coin? If the majority of the coins in the box are chulin, it's chulin. Evov maisa, maisa. You go after Rov. So v'amai, why should you go after Rov? Lezo basa, basma, go after the last. for last usage. What did you last use the money box for? Chulin or Maisa. So a few tibutzim on that. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Acha b'mayim askinen, kigon shenishtam shun ba'am mos chulin or mos Maisa. Ve'ein yodea, ezim hem b'sof. You use it interchangeably for chulin and Maisa, and you don't know what you used last. So therefore, that's why we're going after Rov. But zviro make a gonchin shtanshibat tziborim tziborim. You use it. You have in the box itself. It's used simultaneously for a pile of chulin and a pile of mice. And therefore, you don't know what was left. If papo make a gonchin shtachek biguma, it's found in a crack in the box. Since it's found in the crack in the box, it could have been there for quite some time. So how could you go after the last thing you're using? It was found hidden over there. Maybe it was from the two or third or three times before that you used. Vashi, im rov chulin, shishtam shubak chulin, alma basar vupa, aslina vila basar basar. You see, you go after the rov and not after the basar. No, you could still keep this cloud that you go after the last. The case is tziporim tziporim. So maisa bizavi zu v'shochul bizavi zu or v'yom echad, in the same day you use it. Big guma, or it's found in a crack. For lekalim is a zeal baso baso. You can't go after the last usage. The kamaihu, maybe it's from a much earlier time. Shaklinahu, and that's where it was placed. Mishum di yesh lechush shema biguma nitman. Maybe it was in the crack. It got hidden. For the ruin, you didn't see it in there, for you can't go after the last usage of it.